Kolatz boyis anat shavis. That means the kids, so the Eivra Tashmish is not, every person, every man has different Eivra. So what he meant to say is maybe this Almana, she first lived with one husband. They had Tashmish very good. That Eivra went into her very well. Maybe your Eivra won't go into her. So she'll think that you're not as good as her first husband, she'll come to hate you. So it's not a good Eivra to marry even in Almana. The Rashbam, Shein Kolatz boyis shavis. Eivra Tashmish, the Eivra of Tashmish, Rumitayach Shein Tashmish Yishozeh. It could be you won't be so good to us like the first husband was. And Tisna is such a come to hate you. Therefore, don't marry Namona. Now, mitzvah of the guf godol is oichol peris. V'loi schar mitzvah of the guf tohor. So, what does that mean? Mitzvah of the guf godol. Doing a mitzvah with a big body, the guf godol, it means im tirza lasis mitzvah. The gam tishtake bo, you want to do a mitzvah, and you also want to get the guf godol, means you want to get a lot of schar back for that. What should you do? Oichol peris v'loy schar. That means hilve mois lechavercha, lend money to your friend al karka, lechol peris penachiyisa. Let's lend money to your friend, and you'll take a mashkin back, you'll take security back his field, and you'll eat the peris of his field. Lechol peris penachiyisa. So who is a Charlotte from Riddis? If I'm lending you money and I'm taking back for your security of your karka, your fields, if I'm going to eat the peris, that's mamish Riddis, that's awesome. But there's a het in the Gemara there, but let's see if you do ben chiyaisa. That means I say like, I'm going to eat this year's crop of fruit and I'll take off $10 from the loan. Bizul, even though the fruit is worth $100 and I'm only taking off $10, but that's mutter. She tenake le dove muut min adomim. She mishe tenake kemashkanta desura. That's halacha like a mashkin of pleasure when they did in Surah. Vayinu reva godol, it's a reva godol, you get some profit here. Vegan mitzvah, you're also doing a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah halho. Sheyesh lo luvois, leloi v'schar revach. Shetzorach lemois t'scharach. You're doing a mitzvah because you're lending money to Reuven, and Reuven needed that money to do business with it. So lemois, Reuven is happy by getting your money. Even though you're taking back the fields from Reuven, and you're also gaining on the deal, you're going to have the rights now to eat the fruit this year. See, even though Stam teeth the fruit is mamish ribbis, that's also the right song. But there are fine, and there are certain ways that it's mutter. The way that it's mutter is, that's called mashkanta de suryam, that's called benachiyaisa. And looks as if, what the deal, the way it looks is really like I'm buying the field off you this year. That's the way it looks. Because I'm paying you money, the $100, as if to say, for this year, I'm buying the crop, the field, this year. So that's why I have a right to eat the peris this year, and I'm taking off from the money. You don't have to pay me back $100 anymore. You pay me back only $10. You have to pay me back $90. So the extra $10, like I'm buying the rights to eat this peris. So that's a heter. So that's the way you could do a mitzvah and get schar back also. So again, a mitzvah of a guf gadol is oichol peris, v'loy schar mitzvah. The guf tor. No, that's one zach. Mitzvah the guf gadol oichol peris. Oichol peris v'loy schar. Now, mitzvah the guf tor. What about if you want to do a mitzvah? And not that you want to get reward back, but you want to do mamash a mitzvah l'shem shemayim. The guf tor means you're doing it only l'shem shemayim, not with any kavanah to get back any schar, any reward. Is nois isha. Marry another lady, marry a wife, v'loy bonim, even though you already have children. That's called you marrying l'shem shemayim. But if you marry a lady, a wife, the pasha doesn't mean a second wife, I mean even if your first wife died, but if you marry another wife, even though you already have children, that's called l'shem shemayim.
I'm not sure exactly why.
Four things Rabbeinu HaKodesh told his son. Don't live in Shansiv. Why not? Why don't live in the city? Mishum the lights the heavy. Because they're all a bunch of letzonim jokers there. Don't live amongst the jokers. They'll make you a joker also. And that's a terrible thing. Letzonis. Don't sit on top of a shiksa's bed. Don't sit. Now, why not? Ikad yarmi some say leitigna b'loy krishma. Means to say, don't go to sleep like a shiksa goes to sleep. Just a goy doesn't say krishma, you also don't go to sleep without saying krishma. That's what he meant to say. V'ikav yarmi, some say, means to say, to lay tinsav giyurta. Don't marry a giyurist. That's what he meant to say. V'ikav yarmi, armis mamish. He meant to say, don't sleep mamish on a shikshas bed, on a goyisha bed. Why not? Because once happened a ma'isav Rav Papa, that the ma'isav there was is that a kid died, and they wanted to blame it on Rav Papa, so they put the kid underneath the bed, and they told Rav Papa, sit down on this bed. And if he would have sat down on the bed, they would have said, you know, Papa, you just killed the kid. So what happened there was, the Meister Papa didn't sit down on the bed. But Mishum Meister Shoya, be careful never to sit on a bed that belongs to a shiksa. You can never know what you want, what trouble she wants to get you into. So the Rashbam, Vika the Yarmiel, Mitar Mois Mamish, Mishum Meister Papa, Shoyesha Mois Achas, Chayevis Le Mois, a certain shiksa owed Rav Papa money. Venichnas Bebeisa, Ligboi Semenu. So Rav Papa came into a house to collect the money. Chong says Beno, so she mamish killed her own kid. And she put him under the bed. And when her papa came in, she told her papa, sit down on my bed. Until I bring you the money. That's what he did. And her papa did sit down. When she came back, you killed my kid. May her papa had to run out of the city. So Mishun, that Maisa, Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his child, never sit on a goyish bed. And don't run away from paying taxes. Don't try and jip the taxes. Why not? Because maybe they'll catch you and they'll take away all the money you have. So it's not kedai to jip on taxes, not to pay taxes, and try and jip the government, because maybe they'll get you back and take away everything. It's not kedai. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We're holding here Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're holding. Yeah. Well, in the middle, first a few lines here. Kol diisli v'yaltamod befnei hashor pishor sh'ola min ha'agam. When a shore, when an ox comes up from the swamps, from the yagam, don't stand in front of him. Because the sotan is dancing between his horns. So stay away from a shore, an ox, when he comes up from the yagam. It says, Lav davke ele mishuga can afford to come on. It doesn't really mean, this Rashbam says, doesn't really mean that sotan is there. It just means the shore is mishuga then. So stay away from him. Omer Rabbi Shmuel. Bishor Shocher, we're talking about a black ox over Yom Nisan, the days of Nisan. She said, Rashbam says, Shatzmochim Oilim, the gas libay v'noigach. Since everything is growing then, he feels very high, and he'll hurt you then. Toni Rav Oishio, Marchikin Mishor Tam Chamishamama. Stay away from a short time means if he only hits somebody one time, he's not muchzik yet, stay away 50 yams. Mishor Muad, if you know this ox already hit somebody 3 times already, he's a Muad. Kamoli Einuf, stay away from him, the complete eyesight. As long as you can't see him, stay away from him. Tona Mishmei the Rebbe Meir, learn from the name of Rebbe Meir, that Reish Tura Bedikula, when an ox has his head inside the basket when he's eating food, is Sakli Igra, you better jump or run up to the roof. Veshad the Dagi Matuscha, and throw away the ladder from underneath you. In other words, at that time the shore is aiming to do damage, so maybe you'll be afraid, maybe it'll harm you. Shpam says, Revusi, it's a chiddush. Afilu kisharosh hashor b'toich hasal, even when its head is in the middle of the basket, shuoichel boy v'torek b'chilosan, and is busy eating, still you should know he could do harm to you. So Mela, run upstairs to the attic and throw away the ladder. Omer Rav, Nizor de Tura hein hein. How does an ox make noise? How does an ox make noise? Is hein hein. That's the way he makes noise. So Shpam learns, it's shallow, what does it mean? Rashbam says, Lachash ala shor shlig nechenu. Some say that means there's a lachash. Say these words, hein hein, and it'll stop the shor from doing harm to you. The near Rashbam doesn't like that. The near Rabbeinai, Shein a lachash, ala goa rosh, a goya boy, v'loshin azeh, li yafrichum olav, a g'day shiasim locha v'chein kulam. Now this is the way you whistle to your shor. If you want your shor to do something, or you want it to go away from you, you say hein hein. Hey, that's the way you talk to an ox. Nizor diari, how do you talk to a lion? Zeze,
If you want a lion to go away from you, say zeh zeh. Nizah the gamla, if you want to talk to a camel, tell a camel, hey, come, or tell a camel to go away, do do, that's the way you talk to a camel. Nizah the arva, if you want to talk to a ship, is hilni, he, hila, tehila, hulia. That's what you say to the ship. So this is a bit so shred, less pshat. Like, you don't tell the ship, come here. Like, he's not a person to listen to. But this pshat. No, these are the things you say to a ship. Maybe it means also, before you want the ship to get going, that's the way you talk to the whole staff. You start telling them, let's get going. You say, Hilmi, he, Hila, Hilka, that's what you say to them. Omer Abaye, or skin, dog, fish, the kois and a glass, cup, chamin hat, ubeitzim and eggs, the kinim lehonim, and lice that are on a linen, kulan koshin ledobr acher. They're all bad for something, ledobr acher, Rashadi, Rashbam, Dian says it means tsaras. It's bad to cause leprosy. Or, what does it mean, skin is bad for tsaras? Man de gani amashko de tzola. Someone lies down on a piece of skin that wasn't finished yet. It's still by the tanner. Whereas the skin wasn't turned into leather yet. And if you sleep on it, lie in it, it's dangerous for leprosy. Dag, what's wrong with fish? Shibuta b'yom nisan. This type of a fish, shibuta, in the days of nisan, it's harmful and it could cause saras. Kais, what does it mean? A kais, a cup? Shiyure kosa de harsna. It means a leftover kais. Of course, of the harsna means like fish brine. If you have a type of soup that you made fish in, so you have it in a cup, the leftover, if you drink the leftover of it, it's there for tzaras. Chamin, what does hot water mean? Chamimi de chamimi. If it's very hot, boiling hot water, mishadru alayu. If a person throws it upon himself, as he's used to washing himself with very, very hot water, that's no good for tzaras. Beitzim, eggs. Man de madrecha klipin. Somebody that walks over the shells of eggs, that's bad for tzaras. It's a bad thing that could cause you tzaras. Kinim levonim, what's wrong with the lice that's on linen? Man de mechaver levushay, somebody that has his linen clean, gives it to the cleaners. For loinota leitim neyomi, doesn't wait 8 days. Vice says, after you clean it, you should wait 8 days before you use it. For hoda lovishlo, and you wear it before the 8 days are up, is brian hanach kinim. These kingdom, the light that was there from before, become strong now. The caution of Dovrach, and they make it bad for you for tzaras. So that's what it means. If you don't wait a complete 8 days, it's not healthy. Omar Rav Papa, they saw the Ispei Shunra, a house that has a cat. Loinayo Bei Inish B'loi Lemisani. Don't walk into that house unless you're wearing shoes. My time away, Mishum De Shunra Kotel Chira, because cats kill snakes, the ochule, and they eat them up. The yispei bichyure garmiktini, and sometimes the snake has nice and small bones that the cat doesn't eat up. He leaves the bones over. Now the yosav lo garma dichyura akaria. Now if a small bone from this snake will go into your foot, leinofik, you won't be able to get it out anymore. The istakale, it'll give you harm. So therefore, don't walk into the house that has a cat there without shoes. Because you have to be afraid, he ate up a snake, and the small bones are around, and they'll harm you. Ika the army, some say, they saw the less patient Mufaket, the opposite, of a house that does not have a cat there, Lenayel Bay, don't walk in there altogether. Lenayel Bay Inish, or of Bachro, don't walk in there at night. Bachro means when it's dark. The Choshech. My timer, why not? Dilma Michrach Bay Chibure, Chibiyah, maybe a snake will ring around you. V'loyoda, and you won't know about it, mistaken, and it'll harm you. As if there's a cat there, vice says cat eats up the snakes. But if there's no cat there, you have to be afraid the snake is there, and it'll ring around you. Today I don't think we'll chosh it for this. Gimel Dvorim Tzivah Reb Yishmael Reb Yisiyeth Rebbe. Three things Reb Yishmael told Rebbe. Al tas mum b'yatzmecho. Don't make a mum, don't make a something wrong with yourself. Mahi, what does that mean? What do you mean to tell him? It means, don't ever go to a din Torah with three other people. Don't ever be like you're arguing against three people, and together you and the other three people go together to din Torah. Why not? Because they'll turn their backs on you, and they'll come out the chad heavy baldinach. Out of those three people, only one of them will go, but Torah he's arguing against you. For Trey Sadi and the other two people will turn away, and they'll become Edis. And they'll say not like you. Now it's a question. You say he owes you money. He says no, you owe him money. So now if you say those three people owe you, don't go with three people to Beis Din. because those three will divide up. One person will come and say that you owe him money, and the other two people will be Edim, two Edim, and they'll come to Beis Din. So that guy is going to have two Edim on his side, and you won't have two Edim, you lose out. So don't go to Din Torah one against three. That's called don't make a mummy atcha, don't do something bad to yourself. Don't go to a store like and talk to the guy. Maybe you want to buy it if you don't have money. It's not nice because maybe somebody else is going to see your interest in buying it and they won't buy it. And really, you have no intentions of buying it because you don't have money right now. So if you don't have money, don't go to a store like to show somebody you're interested in buying it because it'll only bother other people that would want to buy it. Ishtecho tovlo, an isha that went to the mikvah. Al tiskak lo laila rishayna. Don't have tashmish with her the first night. Now we'll soon see. That's not the way we do bizman hazeh. We'll soon see. Now Omar Rav explained, what does it mean to say that the night your wife goes to the mikvah, don't be with her? What does that mean? Over nidah diraisa. He meant to say midiraisa. Hoyol vohuskak mayim pesuach. That a nidah diraisa is like this. Midiraisa, when Anisha sees nidah the dam, for 7 days she's tummy midiraisa. Whether she sees or not, even if she sees for 7 days straight, when it comes the night of the seventh day, right before it comes the night, she can go to the mikvah, and she's Torah then, even though she saw today. Because midiraisa, the first 7 days she's tummy no matter what. And at that night she goes to the mikvah. So we're saying now, let's say she saw the seventh day by day. Now she goes to the mikvah at night, midiraisa she's mutter to you. In that case, in diraisa the gadinim, don't have tashmis that night. Why not? Because since hoyav huchsak mayim pesuach, since she was seeing dam today, so her mayim, her flow of blood, was open today, dilma moshe ziva, maybe she'll see again tonight b'shas tashmis. So therefore, on its side, we're not choshed the rabbonim the galochis, as before the rabbonim made the takonis. As the din diraisa, if anisha saw dam today, even though she goes to the mikvah tonight and she's mutter, don't have tashmish that night. Because it's likely that she'll see dam. But as mine is that, not gay, because we hold always you have to have Zayin Nikim, you have to wait 7 days till she doesn't see at all. So then Fashetza, when she goes to the mikvah, Faket, there's a mitzvah to be together. There's no chash, it's not called the Mayim Pesuach now, because she didn't see the last 7 days. Shloisha Dvorim, Tzivor Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Es Rabbi. Three things Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi. Al Taitzi Yechidi Balayla. Don't go out yourself at night. The Al Tamad Bifnei Haner Orim. Don't be in front of a candle undressed. The Al Tikones Lemerchat Chodesh. Don't go into a new bathhouse. Shema Tifchas. Maybe the floor will cave in on you. It's a new bathhouse, not so strong yet. Ad Kamatul Halong. I'm sure Ben Levi Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. His first letter be 12 months. The first 12 months, don't go into the bathhouse. So Shalom, maybe the floor will cave in on you. Kind of means their best self, that was philosophic, maybe okay. I'm never sure about Levi. Yeah. The Al Tamod Bifnei Haner Orim. Don't be undressed in front of a candle. The Tanya. Ho'ime Bifnei Haner Orim. Somebody's undressed in front of a candle. Have a nichbe. He'll have epileptic. He'll have that namachla. The Yamashamish Mitosel Or Haner. Somebody has Tashmish in front of an Or Haner, in front of the candle. Is also heavily born in Nichvim. The children will have this machlo of epileptic. Tana Rabbonin. Hamashamish mitosoi. Al mito shatinik yoshin alei. Somebody has tashmas with his wife. And he has a child on the bed. Is oisa tinik nichvim. That child will get epileptic. Vulayamornasoni said eld loy heve bashosa. If he's not 1 year old. Avul heve bashosa. If the kid is already a year old. Less than bored. Then he won't get this epileptic. If the kid is sleeping by their feet, if the kid is sleeping by their heads, then nothing will happen to him. It was only said, you don't put your hand on top of the kid. You put your hand on top of the kid, nothing will happen to him. Then you have said, don't go out yourself at night. Don't go out Tuesday night. V'loy b'leila Shabbos. It's not Friday night, Shabbos by night. Don't go out yourself these 2 nights. Why? V'vnei sha'agris bas machlo hi. The shade that's around, roaming around these nights is agris bas machlo. That's her name. U'shmoina asara rebuya shamalche chavola yoytzen. She has 18. 10,000. There's 180,000. a malchei chavola go with her. The chol echad v'echad, every one of these 180,000, yesh lo rishtus l'chabal, has a right to destroy, mifnei atzmei, will eat by each one of them. So meila, don't go out these two nights, that's when they're shchich in the roads. So the mara mi'kari have shchich kuli yayim, at the beginning they were shchich the whole day, every day they were around these mazikim, and you had to be careful from them. Zim nechoda pogab Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. One time she met up with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. He's the queen of them all. Shegeres bas machlus. This queen of all the machlus chavola, she met up with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Omrule, she said to him, Ilav de machriz nalach berkiyav, not that I heard it in Shemayim, that they told me, Hezirom b'chananya, watch out for my chananya. Chanina. Over Tarosa and his Torah, Sakanticha, I would have harmed you. But now that they told me in Shemayim, I have to watch out for you, I won't harm you. Oh my Lord, so he said back to her, Ichashivna Brikiya, if I'm Choshev in Shemayim, that they care about me, Goizer Ani Alecha, make an exer upon you, Mazikim, Shleitavure Beishaloylam. You don't have a right to come amongst people at all. Oh Malaysia, she answered back, Pamatusimnoch, Shafkli Ravchaputa. She said, that's too much to kick me out of here altogether. Let me come sometimes, a little bit, give me a right to be here. If Shavak lost, he left over, he said, okay, Leli Shabbos is Leli Reviyosa. These two nights I give you a shush to come around. On Friday night, because usually people don't walk out on Shabbos night, and on Tuesday night. So therefore, Al Gemara says, these two nights you shouldn't walk out Yechidi, because these are the two nights I still have a shush to go around. Oh, the Vesul Chodezim, that happened another time though, that Pogabe Babaya, has this Agris met up with this queen of the Shadim, met up with Abaya. Omrullah, she said to Abaya, Ilav de Machriz Nalach Abraki, if they didn't announce in Shemayim, that his Ziru ben Achmeni, watch out for my Abaya and Achmeni, over Taras in his Torah, Hebesekatich, I would have put you in danger. So Omrullah, Abaya said back to her, Ichashivna Braki, if I'm a Choshev person in Shemayim, so Gorzani Alaychu, I'm going to make a zero, I'm going to put a degree upon you, that you should not be allowed to come amongst people at all, not even Friday nights and Tuesday nights. But even after Abaya's Gzera, we still see them walking around sometimes. I, Abaya, may Gzera not to come. I'm Rihani, after they come around, I'll tell you, they're small streets,